there's one story during the time of Imam al-Ridha. Ma'mun used various tactics, as I said, to try to cause the Imam to be seen as part of the government and not something that's separate from the government. One day Ma'mun tells on Eid al-Fitr, he tells Imam al-Ridha, "We would like you to lead the prayer." Some of you have probably heard this story. I hope you have, some of you. But not in this context. Why this even happened? Why Ma'mun wanted Imam al-Ridha to lead the prayers, the Eid prayers? He wanted, as I said, he used various tactics to make the Imam be seen as part of the government. So he said, okay, he's the one that's going to lead the official Eid prayers. Governments do that. Who leads the prayers in Saudi Arabia? Who controls the Eid prayers and the Imams of Eid prayers? The Saudi government. If you accept to lead a prayer by a government in the Islamic culture, that means you are representing that Islamic government. That's what it meant at that time, and it means in those Islamic countries, that's what it means. So they said, they begged him, Imam al-Ridha, come and lead the prayers. Imam al-Ridha says, I don't think you want me to do that. They insisted. Imam al-Ridha says, with one condition, I will lead the Eid prayer the way my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, did. They said, okay, Bismillah, please. On the day of Eid, he made his ghusl in the morning. He put on white clothes, folded up his pants, his trousers as you guys call, and was dressed in white. He told his companions to get dressed in white, wear his turban in a very particular way, the way that the ahadith say the angels on the day of Badr, the Battle of Badr, were wearing the ammamas. The Prophet didn't always wear his ammam in this way, but he did in the Battle of Badr, and angels as well. Musawwimin, the verse of the Holy Quran, the ahadith interpreted in this way. The ammamas were wrapped in a way where one end of it was hanging from the front side, the other end was hanging from the back side. To make and create an impression, a difference. This is, when people would see it, it wouldn't be something that's normal. He carried his sword with him, and he starts telling his companions to say the dhikr, La ilaha illallah, and other adhkar that he had, and he starts chanting it. The way they start moving, people start gathering behind them, and the numbers start increasing as they are moving towards where they're supposed to lead the prayer. The guards and the police and the officials of Ma'mun go to Ma'mun and tell him, look, if Ali ibn Musa comes and leads the Eid prayer like this, your government is gone. This is going to be a revolution. They sent a message to Imam al-Ridha and said, thank you very much. We'll have somebody else.